It's been 1 week since the US president abruptly announced that the framework of a deal had been reached with the head of NATO over the semi-autonomous territory of Greenland.
I think it's a really good deal for everybody.
And the details are still scarce. But one thing both Greenland and Denmark's leaders have reiterated is that sovereignty remains a red line.
There's no need for US to acquire Greenland in order to accommodate the security concerns. We have a defense agreement from 51. We are open to discuss whether that should be any amendments.
Since 1951, under the Defense of Greenland Treaty, Washington has had near unlimited access to the territory to construct military facilities in coordination with Danish authorities. According to the New York Times, citing anonymous diplomats, the framework could include an updated pact to effectively create pockets of American soil in the territory. This would give the U.S. greater control over the land to assist Donald Trump's plans for a Golden Dome missile defense program. NATO has also been discussing a so-called Arctic Sentry, a new mission in the region similar to those in the Baltic Sea and on Europe's eastern flank that would dial up the alliance's defense.